Welcome to Bliss Up with Steph. I'm your host, Stephanie, and for over a decade, I've been navigating the health and wellness trends as a fitness trainer, nutritionist, and business owner, with the goal of empowering others to pay attention and listen to themselves so they can be more fulfilled and show up as their best. It's time to slow down and balance your wellness to be more aware, more authentic, and more aligned so you can rise above the half-assed shit in life. I originally had a different topic planned for this episode, and this topic was going to be for a different episode in a couple of weeks, but shifting from burnout to bliss is like the theme of my life, so I decided it needs to be in one of the first five episodes on this pod. So that's what we're going to talk about today: how to tell if you're about to burn out, how to naturally pull yourself out of burnout, my own experiences with burnout, and how to avoid feeling that way again. So what even is burnout? Burnout is the state of emotional, mental, and physical exhaustion brought on by prolonged or repeated stress. This could be emotional, like if you're in a toxic relationship and they're constantly making you feel less than and draining your energy. It could be mental, if you're overworking at work or school and putting too much responsibility on your plate. It could be physical, like you're working out far harder and more frequently than you need to without adequate recovery and nutrition. And it could be a combination of all three, because each aspect of wellness impacts other aspects of wellness. So essentially, it's an imbalance of energy. When your demands are too high and your energy output exceeds your energy input. Think of this balance of energy as your bank account. In order to withdraw money from your bank account, you need to have money deposited in your account or you'll overdraft and it just can't be done, right? So in order to expend energy, you need to have energy available to use. Because if not, the body slows or shuts down the activity of internal organs like absorbing nutrients, detoxifying, and digesting to conserve energy, since your body is solely focused on surviving. And this is why we cannot heal in a stressed state. So think of energy deposits as things that feed your soul and nourish your body. And we'll identify some examples later on in this episode. It's energy giving and will help take you out of overwhelm, burnout, and disease. We said that burnout is prolonged stress, right? So a way to reduce your risk of evolving your stress into burnout is to recognize symptoms of stress so you can begin to manage your stress better. Some signs of stress are teeth grinding, trouble concentrating, headaches, muscle and joint pain or tension, digestive issues like stomach cramps or heartburn, skin irritations, decreased sex drive, fatigue, missed periods or PMS before or during your period, sleep issues like insomnia. You may get sick frequently because of a weakened immune system, or you may get injured more often. As we know, everybody is different, and stress will be expressed differently based on past experiences, trauma, how you perceive what is happening, and how you hold it in the body. So you also need to be aware of how you deal with stress and how you normally feel so you have that baseline to compare. And side note, you may not even know how good you could feel until you actually feel good from not eating like shit, moving your body, actually sleeping, and not running yourself into the ground. So even if you don't think you're stressed, you may have almost become like accustomed to it, but that doesn't mean it isn't causing problems internally because of all your organs needing to work extra hard because of the energy being used to supply the stress. Dr. Dadis Zaharzian, which I probably said that completely wrong, is the author of Why Isn't My Brain Working? And states that nothing is more damaging to the brain than stress. Stress atrophies the entire brain, meaning it literally shrinks the brain. This is referring to an overload of stress. But not all stress is bad. Stress can be enhancing, and we actually need a certain level of stress in order to build resilience, get stronger, and grow. But the issue arises when there is too much debilitating stress without proper balance and management. We live our whole lives through our nervous system. It helps us decide whether we need to engage or if we're safe. And stress is the activation of the sympathetic nervous system, or the fight or flight response. And this response protects us because it helps us stay alive. But our body doesn't know the difference between the stress from a car driving towards us about to hit us and the stress of sitting in traffic. It's going to respond the same way, and both requires you to use energy towards that stress. So stress could be a result of overtraining and undereating. It could be from a natural disaster. It could be from being exposed to a high toxic load. It could be high intakes of caffeine or alcohol. It could be not getting enough adequate sleep. And it could be unprocessed trauma or trapped emotions. And actually, get this, 67% of adults have undigested and unprocessed trauma, which is essentially chronic stress on the body. And that's just the baseline. Now add in multiple HIIT workouts a week, not enough sleep, a shitty mindset, chemical-filled foods, and it's a recipe for disaster. So you're chronically in that stressed state, which is constantly draining your energy. So when you add seemingly normal stressors on top of that, that may push someone over the edge to burnout. Now, this isn't to say don't challenge yourself. There is a difference between challenging your body and burning yourself out. So you can challenge your body by following a structured progressive overload program, waking up early to work out before work if that's the only time that you can, facing your fears, getting out of your comfort zone, opposed to burning out, which is when you're engaging in high intensity random workouts every single day. You're working out early after less than 5 hours of shitty sleep. You're living with overwhelming fear and anxiety. Your sympathetic nervous system is constantly activated, and you continuously push yourself without balance. Then there's a high probability that you're going to burn yourself out. And burnout affects virtually every part of the body, both your physical and psychological well-being, and disconnects you from your body and quiets your intuition, so you don't really know what you need, want, or value. Burnout is your soul asking you to slow down and soften yourself. So some signs that you've burnt out are that you're cynical about things. You get irritated easily or have a short temper. You're overwhelmed or exhausted. You're detached from yourself and others. You frequently get sick or feel under the weather. And it feels like you desperately need a vacation. And let me tell you, I have been in this position before, and I am becoming more and more aware of my warning signs so that I don't get to that point. And I am getting better because, to be very transparent with you, if I continue on how I'm doing with these episodes right now, I know that I will eventually burn out. Because the past few weeks, as soon as I finish one episode, I have to go right into planning and recording the next one. And I'm also starting a natural healing product line. I'm creating online courses. I have personal training clients. I have group exercise classes that I teach. And that's just my work stuff. That doesn't even include my personal life. So there's a lot on my plate. And I know that I've been showing signs that I need to reorganize and plan for moving forward. And thankfully, my lifestyle is healthy, because if I wasn't fueling myself as well as I am, or working out in a balanced way, or getting adequate sleep, I know that I would definitely burn out. And when you burn out, you lose all motivation and you just like don't care anymore, because you feel so just overwhelmed and exhausted. So you really don't care to take care of yourself either. And that just gets worse and worse. Typically, when you're feeling stressed or burnt out, you'll turn to external tools like alcohol, drugs, pills, caffeine, and other things that mask how you feel, because it's our response to try and fix ourselves. But we need to find healthier ways to cope with this. So let's talk about ways to naturally pull yourself out of burnout and how to avoid it. Learn your body and your body's responses to stress and listen to it. This is number one because we need to be aware and know what to look for in order to make any changes if you are on the verge of burning out. Because the more awareness you have of what's happening, the less power it has over you. Soothe your nervous system and work on bringing yourself into a healing state. We're either in a healing state or a stress state, and we cannot be in both. And nothing good comes from being in a stressed state, except, of course, if you're trying to stay alive. When you're in a stressed state, connection is replaced with protection, and you become ready for action. You may feel tired and wired. You may be on edge. And your body may go into survival mode because it believes there is immediate physical danger. So again, your body isn't focused on detoxing, healing, or thriving because its priority is surviving. On the opposite end, healing feels like inner harmony. You're balanced, relaxed, you're able to sleep or switch off your mind, you feel calm, so you have the capacity to heal. One way to do this is to incorporate stress management tools into your schedule. When we cope with stress better, it will cause less negative symptoms. So find something that works for you, because again, everybody is different and different methods will work for different people. Some ideas are meditation, healthy eating, adequate rest days, therapy, spending time in nature, utilizing your PTO days, and having stillness or slowing down. And I know it's hard for some people to rest because they think of it as unproductive. So instead of thinking it as a rest, think of it as balancing your energy, like we talked about earlier with the deposit and withdrawal of energy. There are different types of rest. There's physical rest, such as deep breathing and getting more sleep. There is mental rest, such as meditation and silence. There's social rest, such as taking a break from socializing. There's creative rest, such as taking a walk in nature. There's spiritual rest, such as doing things that give you a sense of purpose or meaning. And there's sensory rest, such as turning off devices or screens. And to the point of the deposit and withdrawal of energy, some energy deposits are nutritional food, sleep, self-care, self-soothing, stillness, and self-love. We need to provide ourselves with what we need to nourish our body and feed our soul, especially since we typically expect our body to just withdraw energy on demand. Stress and self-control are both energy suckers, which is actually really interesting because if you're trying to lose weight, not only will stress negatively impact that because of all the side effects and not really having the energy to lose weight because your body is just trying to survive, but it also makes it harder for you to have self-control because you're spending energy on stress instead of self-control, and you only have so much energy to give. Stress also causes you to have weaker control of thoughts, emotions, and actions, which also makes self-control difficult. When I was doing my health mindset coaching certification, there was an interesting aspect of this stress and self-control being that dieters, people who are dieting and restricting their food, are more likely to cheat because they're using their self-control on food rather than like in life. So they're utilizing energy on that self-control for the food rather than self-control with their relationships. And something important to note is that exercise is a stressor on your body. And although this is one of those good stressors we are talking about that allows you to grow and get stronger, it's still a stressor. And that's why it's so important to have a balanced workout program with adequate rest days and why constant high-intensity workouts aren't benefiting you in the long run. We need to work with our body, mind, and soul. Burnout can happen because you're working against your body and it causes you to quiet your intuition. But when you connect with yourself, your body intuitively knows what to do to support it. So it's not just rest and self-care you need to pull yourself out of burnout. You also need to connect with yourself, because we need to be embodied or in the body in order to feel safe enough to heal. Some ways to connect with yourself are grounding, positive self-talk, journaling, and meditation. And this is important in being able to shift your coping techniques based on the season of life you're in, because, for instance, if you just had a baby, you probably aren't able to get adequate sleep. So you would need to find other ways to rest your body and mind, and maybe that means engaging in more lower intensity exercise to combat that added stress. Cycle syncing is another great way to work with your body. This is for menstruating ladies, not on hormonal birth control, but honestly good for guys to know too, so that they can support their girlfriend, wife, or female family member by becoming aware of how women's energy and needs may differ throughout their cycle. There's not that many studies done on this because there are a lot of variables that go into it, but did you know that a lot of research studies on fitness don't even include female participants because of the hormonal changes that may affect exercise capabilities? There are hormonal changes throughout our cycle which can impact our energy, but our performance varies based on how we supported ourselves that month, which impacts whether or not you may experience PMS. Stress actually plays a large role in this. When you start to become more aware of your health and lifestyle, you'll notice that the months you have higher stress, whether that's being busier at work, during the holiday season, maybe drinking more alcohol, your period will be worse. It might be heavier, maybe you'll have more cramps or worsen PMS, but start taking note of it because it's really fascinating and actually a great motivator to take better care of yourself so that you don't experience crappy periods. If you want to learn more about cycle syncing, I've created an entire ebook explaining how our body and mind changes each phase and the best way to support yourself in each phase. I'll put the link in the show notes. And lastly, give yourself compassion and grace for not knowing this information beforehand or not treating yourself as lovingly as you want to. You now have this guidance to be able to make changes moving forward. And continue to give yourself that compassion and grace as you make these changes. Our bodies are so resilient, yet we tend to push ourselves past our threshold to see what we can handle. Be grateful for what your body is capable of, but support it so that it doesn't get to that burnout phase. When you feel good and care about yourself, you want to treat yourself right. And sometimes you get in these little ruts where you don't care, and that may mean because you're on the verge of burning out. So become aware of this. Become aware of your stress threshold, on how you handle stress, what your warning signs are, so that you can prevent yourself from burning out. And also create a more balanced lifestyle that supports all aspects of your wellness, so you can live a higher quality life. All right, that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and share with someone who will benefit so we can continue to raise the vibration. You can follow me, our guests, Flexible Wellness, and the podcast using the links in the show notes. Come back next Thursday for another new episode. Until then, slow down and bliss up, babes.